Board Gaming with English. This is Board Gaming with English, where your hosts, Dustin and Rich, introduce tabletop games to help you improve your English.
Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And we are so excited to announce that we will be starting Season 2 very soon. And because of you, your support, your comments, your suggestions, our Season 2 is going to take a bit of a different approach than we did last season. Even though we're still going to promote some of the best ESL English learning games that you can use to better your English and to help your classroom, we're going to have a focus on teacher editions and learner editions. Now, for the teacher editions, we're going to invite in some experts who have been teachers for a long time, or some people who know a lot about board games and the importance of using them. And these interviews, we're also going to talk about like classroom logistics. How can you actually use a board game in the class when there's so much craziness going on?
Yeah, I'm really excited for the teacher edition episodes. I really want to see how other teachers have used games to either engage students or make their lessons a bit more exciting. So Rich, for season two or future seasons, what would you like to see or what would you like to hear? What would you like us to do?
Good question. Well, for me, you know, Dustin, like you and I, we talk about education a lot. At my work, I have my coworkers, we discuss education, best practices and stuff. But in a sense, we're all kind of in a bubble, and I think it would be great if we heard more from teachers. And to another extent, some learners on what's the best way that they learn. So I really want this season to have more listener participation. What about yourself?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, I know.
A community would be awesome, to develop a community around our podcast and community around gaming and education. That's a good answer. I like it.
Do you have a better one?
I don't know if I have a better one. That is maybe the best question. I mean, that's really what most, or best answer. That's really what most people hope for, is interaction in a community and community development. And it really furthers the field of education. Mm. I'd also like to piggyback off your answer.
Ooh, and jump on.
I would like to see some interaction with our learners, and hopefully maybe we can play some games live.
Ah, cool.
With some of our learners. I've had this idea to play Werewolf live with learners or other games. Maybe you can think of other ways to implement games to play with learners. So again, if you are a learner, look out for the Learner Edition episodes of Season 2. And if you're a teacher, look out for the Teacher Edition episodes. Also, you will notice some changes on our podcast. We will change some of the titles and labeling so you can find the Teacher Edition and you can find the Learner Edition. We'll also revisit some blog posts and add some more supplemental materials to old blog posts. So stay tuned for that. Also, like our Facebook page. We'll have some events coming up soon. If you follow us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, you can find out about our events. I think that's it for season two. We're ready to go.
That's it for season two. Next, we start season
two. Okay, well, that's it for the announcement. We're ready to go next week.
Next week, here
next
we go.
Next week, we'll have our first episode in season two. And stay tuned. Thank you, as always, for listening.
Yes, thank you all. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Bye bye.
See you next time. All right, before we go, I have a couple dates for upcoming events. If you are in the Taipei area, every other Sunday, we will host English board game lessons every other Sunday. So if you are interested in attending a lesson, be sure to look out for these events on our Facebook page. Also, May 6th, we will be doing an event with Top Shelf Games. This is an awesome board game meetup with the Cultural and Language Exchange. So we'll talk more about that in the future, but also look out on our Facebook page for this as well.
All right, thank you.